Okay, so let's see. Likute Diburim al Inyanei Shavuos from Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Rav Gedalia Shor, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Issa b'Svarim, there's an idea that's found. It's really rooted in the Zohar Chadash, as he writes here in footnote number one. The Zohar Chadash and Shir HaShirim, it's in the Megala Amukos, and it's discussed by many Torah commentators. She Yisrael hu rashei tevos yesh shishim ribo osios laTorah. That our name Yisrael stands for there are 60, right? Shishim, ribo is 10,000. So 60, 10,000 is 600,000. Yesh shishim ribo osios laTorah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Now he writes in footnote one over here, and he'll address it in a different way within the piece. And there are many, many, many answers. I can give you probably 10 to 15 answers on this question. The obvious question being that there are not 600,000 letters in the Torah. So it's important just to know from the start, how many letters in the Torah are there? It's a good number to know. Who remembers the magic number? Anyone remember it? 304,805. 304,805 letters. So he writes in the footnote, again, he sources it from the Zohar Chadash, the Megala Amukos, Vayiragil Lomar B'Shem Chassam Sofer, and Rav Gedalia Shor would often say over in the name of the Chassam Sofer, and Rav Tzaduk has a similar idea on the Pre-Tzaduk of Bamidbar, Sha'af She'achezbon Eino Matim, even though, again, if you count up the numbers of Torah, there are 304,805 letters, Hakavanu Hu Kiesh Harbe Osios, Sha'os Va'atzmo Hu Tziruf Shel Beis O Gimel Osios. We know that letters are made up of other letters. So for example, an aleph is really a combination of a vav and a yud and a vav. Right? Or maybe understood differently, two yuds, right? Two yuds, a yud on top, a yud on the bottom, and a vav in the middle. A lamid, for example, is a chaf with a vav on top. We're talking about ksav ashuris, the way it's written in the Sefer Torah. So an aleph is a vav im shnei yudin, right? And a vav with two yuds. Again, some say it's a yud, and then a vav, and then a dalet on the bottom. Whatever it may be, but there's different ways to calculate. So I guess if you were to break up the letters, if you were to turn every, there you go, a hey is a dalet and a yud, right? If you were to break up the letters, maybe you'd get closer to 600,000. Maybe. The truth is you'd probably overshoot it. Again, depending on how you understand the nature of letters. But again, this is the tradition. This is what we find in the Zohar, this is what we find in Megala Amukos, and this is Mekubal amongst the Jewish people, that there are 600,000 letters to the Torah. Okay, we're not here to debate that. Again, there's many explanations of how we reconcile the actual number of 304,805 with 600,000. Many creative mahalchim. Again, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a mahalich. A lot of interesting ways to deal with it. But says the Or Gedalia, Sheyesh l'chol Yehudi os b'Torah. The lesson, the message of it, is that every Jew has a letter in the Torah. V'chol os yesh bo chayus gadol, and every letter has tremendous chiyus to it. It has a tremendous energy to it. It has a koach of literally granting life. U'kamo shamru chazal, as chazal say, Ein l'cha os shebetorah she'ein vo tchias hamesim, ela she'iyata yodei l'darsha. If I understood the inner essence of every single letter of Torah, I'd be able to extract from it enough energy to create mamish life. Tchias hamesim. Right? I could sprinkle a letter aleph on a dead person if I understood really how to unlock and to unleash the powers of a letter aleph or a beis or a gimel, and I could mamish bring someone from death to life. So every letter of Torah is unbelievably energizing. It's life-giving. Shekol os hu kli hamachzik bo chayus al kolpanim lachios mesim, that every single letter is a vessel which contains, again, enough of the energy of life to bring life, to create life. V'chol ish Yisrael yesh bo hachayus me'os shashayach lo. So every one of us has a corresponding letter in the Torah, or as some svarim explain, a piece of a letter, using, again, that concept that every letter is made up of other letters. Everyone has their place in the Torah. Kol Yisrael yesh them chelek l'olam haba, and that chelek in olam haba is connected to my chelek in Torah, which is how I experience my world to come in this world. Olamecha tira bechayecha, like the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. So we all have a letter which is our life, which is our place. It's the source of our existence. Okay, look at footnote 2. He says here in footnote 2, Ukumosha be'arnu harbe pa'amim divrei ha-Gemara avodah zarah. The Gemara tells us about Antoninus and Rebbe and the relationship. Al Antoninus sha'amar le'Rebbe zuter shebachem mechayim esim. Right, that even the great Roman officer Antoninus recognized the fact that even the smallest of Jews has the ability to perform tchiyas ha-mesim. Again, if he really understands how to use the Torah. Shekol echad mi'Yisrael yesh lo os p'torah. If every Jew is a letter in the Torah, and every letter in the Torah has the koach of tchiyas ha-mesim, ukamosha b'chol e'os yesh al kol panim daner grant life. So too, says Antoninus to Rebbe, every Jew has the ability to create life, so to speak. Ukamosha amru chazal on the pasuk ki lo davar reiku mikem. The Torah is not, referring to the Torah in general, Torah is not an empty thing. She'ein lecha os sheba Torah she'ein ba tchiyas ha-mesim. Again, that's the chazal. It's not an empty matter. In fact, every bit of Torah is filled with the full life itself. So if we really understood our place in Torah, and if we understood the full potential of our own letter, we would have the koach of tchiyas ha-mesim mamish, which is an unbelievable idea. And the tzaddikim, by the way, they had many, you know, other hints to different psukim in the Torah. The Vilna Gaon said he found himself in Parshas Mishpatim. The Imrei Emes said he found himself by the words Mei Nida. He found a reference to himself. Okay, different tzaddikim had different places where they, you know, the Kotzker as Mispar Yamecha Amalei. There were different places where different tzaddikim found their shorish in Torah, and we should be on the lookout to try to figure out where is my letter in the Torah. Again, how does one discover that? Figure it out. I'm not sure exactly. This is the idea of the count that takes place in Chumash Bamidbar, specifically Parshas Bamidbar, which we always read right before Shavuos. Bamidbar is read before Shavuos, Naso is always read right after Shavuos. One of the amazing things about Parshas Bamidbar is that Parshas Bamidbar is the only parsha that everyone reads the same haftorah. If you look, again, maybe nowadays you have, you know, certain haftorahs which are more mekubal across the world, but if you study communities historically, in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, it has an entry on this. So it says that the only haftorah that was always, you know, chanted by all groups of Klal Yisrael. It's not like in the back of the stone Chumash where it says Ashkenazim start here and Sephardim stay here and Chabad do like this. Right? The only parsha where everyone comes together, as expressed through the Haftorah for whatever reason, is Parshas Bamidbar. And I once saw in a sefer called Bein Haftorah LaParsha, written by a rab from the Gush, he said that the idea behind it is that, yeah, V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, that as you prepare for Kabbalah Satorah, and of course, again, we read Parshas Bamidbar every year right before the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So we're going to discuss right now, bringing together our letters. So every Jew has a letter. And the counting, again, going back to the Or Gedaliah's point, the counting of Klal Yisrael before Kabbalah Satorah, again, the fact that we read Parshas Bamidbar before Shavuos, and we're counting our letters, and we're counting Klal Yisrael, is to lift a person up to his Shoresh, is to help us to, so to speak, make sure we're counted and that our place is well known to us, connected to the Torah. Ulakasher osom oso achelik b'Torah shayech lo. V'chein isa b'svarim b'shem zara kadosh shehamispar haya ledas kama chelin lo reisa. The Medrash talks about it, the Zohar talks about it, that the counting is again to prepare ourselves to make sure that everyone understands their commitment to Torah, their place in Torah, right? That they become an officer, so to speak, ready to carry out the mission of Torah. Shakavana hu alchelek sheyesh l'chol echad b'Torah. That everyone, before the Yom Tov of Shavuos, should know that they have a place, and that their place counts, and it's of critical importance, as we'll see.
Sorry, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Could you take a step back to that line about when we read the midbars, it raises everybody else back to their shoresh? What does that mean?
It means, again, that when we read about Klal Yisrael being counted, Right? The way that we're learning it is not just we're not just doing a census, but we want everyone to be acknowledged that your chelek in Torah counts, that your letter in Torah counts. Right? Now again, I don't know if each Jew was being assigned his letter as the census was taking place in Parshas Bamidbar, but we'll see on a deep level that's the yesod. Right? That's really what's supposed to be happening. So by being counted, being attached
means to the letter?
Yeah, to your chelek in Torah, to your letter in Torah. Again, we're going to see the letters of Torah are the name of Hashem, and the name of a person is their essence, and it's all one and the same. Correct. That was the Zohar and Achremos, that the Jewish people and the Torah and Hashem, they're all one, right? So it's really all one and the same, exactly. Okay, excellent. B'Pnei Yoshua Kedushin, the Pnei Yoshua in Meseches Kedushin, raises the following question. Again, we already alluded to it. The Pnei Yoshua's Hiksha, Shehalo HaMinyan Shel Shishim Ribo Eino Miduyak. This number, this tradition, it's a beautiful tradition. Right? Yesh Shishim Ribo Osios LaTorah is Rashi Tevos Yisrael. And they also say, the Sfarim say, that our other name, we're called Yeshurin. Right? We're called Bnei Yeshurin. The Yeshurin, Bnei Yisrael is called Yeshurin, but he be Shurin Melech. Yeshurin, Yud Shin Resh Nun, stands for Yesh Shishim Ribo Nishamos. So in other words, there's 600,000 essential Jewish souls, even though there's more than 600,000 Jews. Right? There are 600,000 letters in the Torah, even though there's less than 600,000. And again, how would we each get a letter if there's more than 600,000 Jews in the world? So the Pnei Yoshua says the number just, what is this number? I mean, 600,000 is definitely a number we encounter in the Torah, in counting and enumerating Klal Yisrael. But again, if you add it up, you have about half of that. Shalom etzino b'Torah rak be'erech shloshim ribo osios b'Torah. There's about 300,000 letters in the Torah, not 600,000. U'meva'er sham ki kol ha-Torah hu shemos of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know from the Ramban in his introduction to Chumash that the Torah from beginning to end is names of Hashem. If we were to understand the Torah more deeply, we would understand that every letter is an expression of Hashem's name. Now, what does that mean? Right? What does that mean? What's the source for Birchas HaTorah? Anyone remember? What's the source? What's the source? Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph. What's the source for Birchas HaTorah? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. Right? When I enunciate the name of Hashem, I have to give honor to him. Right? So Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. I mean, it's Mamish, that's the Ramban. That's the Shem Hashem. When I recite the name of Hashem, what does that mean? When I make a bracha? No, it means whenever I study Torah, I'm studying the name of Hashem. I'm studying the essence of Hashem. Again, the Gemara in Brachos and Dav Zayin Amid Beis Amr Rabbi Yochanan. How do you know that a person's name is so much connected to their essence, right? So if the Torah is Hashem's name, so to speak, kiviyachol, that means that the Torah is Hashem. It's Hashem's essence. Sheish har beit seirufin b'Torah. So the Ramban explains, there are many, many ways to arrange the letters of the Torah. You could read it, Bereishis bara Elokim, Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaAretz. Or you could also break it up in different ways, and it reveals different names of Hashem. Obviously, not the regular names that we're used to, but other names, other tseirufe, arrangements of the letters and arrangements of Hashem's name. V'yesh tziruf b'Torah, shal yaldo kol ha-Torah hi shemosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So one way to read the Torah, again, from beginning to end, is to read it as the names of Hashem. U'kemo shebishem Hashem yesh klal, lo kishem she'ani nechtav ani nikra. So just like we have a rule that we don't pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei as it's written. It's not enunciated the way that it's written. Kein b'chola Torah kula yesh kri v'yesh ksiv. So the same thing is true for the entire Torah from beginning to end. There's a kri and a ksiv, so to speak. What does that mean? It means that every letter of Torah, on the one hand, is telling the story of Torah, is commanding the mitzvahs of the Torah, is recounting the history of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. But there's also another way that we don't you know, quite pronounce it that way. So kri and ksiv is not something that appears, you know, a handful of times throughout the Torah, in Tanakh, but kri and ksiv, in fact, is every letter has dimensions to it. There's the kri, there's the ksiv, there's the way that it's written, which has many more layers than the way that we discuss it, the parts of Torah that have yet to be uncovered or yet to be understood. So therefore, says the Pnei Yoshua, how does the Pnei Yeshua reconcile the question of 600,000 or, you know, closer to 300,000, right? Why are the actual letters of the Torah only about half of the number that we talk about in this tradition? And the answer is, it's reminding us that the Torah has, you know, so to speak, two faces to it. There's the revealed Torah and there's the concealed Torah. Obviously, again, many, many, many times over. So when a person calculates uvitzirav shalakri emaksiv yeshishim ribo osios, when I take my 300,000 letters or so, and I see it through the prism of kri and ksiv, right? So then I have 600,000 letters. Again, we're not working out bidyuk the number of letters; we're talking more generally. V'zeu shekasov toiras Hashem tamima meshivas nafesh. So now we understand what David HaMelech was expressing. Hashem's Torah is complete, it's perfect, it's Meshivas Nafesh. Shal Yedei Shetoras Hashem Hi Tamima. That when Hashem's Torah is complete, Hakriva Aksiv, when we understand the various facets of Torah, Yesh Os L'chol Echad Bi Yisrael, every Jew has his letter, Meshivas Nafesh. Again, being assigned your letter in the Torah is being assigned your soul. That's your point of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachin v'matan Torah amru Chazal v'chol ha'am roim es hakolos. We know from the Mechilta, the Medrash tells us, based on the pasuk, that at Har Sinai the entire nation saw the kolos roim es hanishma. They saw that which was heard. That sort of a kri and ksiv relationship, right? They heard the words one way, they saw something deeper. Shiro haksav shel Torah. Shalmavad ha-perish ha-pashut she-isagi. Right? It wasn't enough for them to just what? To hear the basic gist of the idea. You have to see, you have to stare at the letters. Like Rabbi Nachman writes in one place in Likutei Moran. You stare at the letters of Torah and all of a sudden it opens your mind to new levels of hasaga. Sharei lo signov yecholon lishmoa lo signov. Right? Because there's a danger, as the Chiddush Arim and the Kotzker discuss this idea, if you just hear the words lo signov, so is it lo lamed aleph, don't steal, or is it lo lamed vav? So you need to actually see the letters at Har Sinai to know what Hashem is actually talking about. Right? So okay, so that's one way, it's one reason that we needed to, so to speak, see that which was being said at Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was playing it on a projector. Aval lefi divrei Pnei Yeshua, but based on what the Pnei Yeshua is saying, it's not just a question of making sure that I get the words right, that it's a low with an aleph as opposed to low with a vav, right? The word sounds the same, low and low. Obviously, it's much deeper than that. The Pnei Yeshua is telling us, Yesh lomar ki bi'eis matan Torah nitein lebnei Yisrael hakriv ha'ksiv shal Torah. We were given different dimensions of Torah. We were given the Torah that tells the story of Jewish history and commands us in the tzivuyim and the mitzvos of Hashem. But there's a layer of Torah that what? That reveals HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the name of Hashem, that is the key to unlock your own soul. Aval lefi divrei HaPnei Yeshua yesh lomar ki be'eis matan Torah nitan lebnei Yisrael hakriva ksiv shel Torah. This duality of Torah, the kri and the ksiv. V'lechein hayu roim es hakolos, they needed to see the letters. Shayu roim es haksiv shel Torah. Again, not just to hear it, the pashup shot as it's pronounced, but to be able to look at, to stare at those letters and to see more and to see more and to see more. And that's what the Gemara means in Maseches Shabbos when it says that the very first word that we heard at Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shabbos Kofei, the Gemara says, Anochi is Rashi Tevos, Ona Nafshi, Ksivis Yehovis. Right? My essence, my soul, Ksavis, I wrote myself down and I presented myself to you. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the Torah is me in written form. Shekmo b'Hashem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh kri v'yesh ksiv, just like yud kei vav kei, is written one way and we would never pronounce it that way. So too, the entire Torah is kri and ksiv, right? I gave my essence to you. I gave my soul to you. I gave myself to you. Just like my name is kri and ksiv, so too the Torah, which is my entire being, is kri and ksiv. Uve'eis matan Torah niten lehem aksiva shel Torah gamkein, v'zeu hakavana ba'anochi sheniten lehem Torah gam ba'ofen shu nechtav. And again, that's the anochi ana nafshi ksavis yehavis. I gave myself to you by writing myself down and transmitting myself to you in written form. Is Hashem's way of saying I gave my my essence to you. Don't look at the Torah as just a storybook or a checklist of responsibilities. It's obviously much, much deeper than that. And the Zohar, actually, when the Zohar criticizes those who read the Torah superficially, the Zohar says the bones of those who study the Torah as stories and ideas should rot. Why the bones? Because the Hebrew word for bone is etzem, right? Atzamot, bones. What is etzem? Etzem means essence. A person who studies the Torah just as another book on the shelf, then their essence should rot. Because you have to understand that the very essence of your being comes from your connection to Torah. Comes from your letter, so to speak, in the Torah. Okay, however, let's go a little bit further. Ksiv, it says, in Bamidbar, Su'u es rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishpachosam l'beis avosam, b'mispar shemos kol zachar l'gugolosam. Again, the very beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, it tells us about the count that takes place, enumerating the kol zachar l'gugolosam, the males, making a count of b'nei Yisrael. Uvar Rabbeinu Bachai, in his commentary on Chumash, I looked it up this morning, it's really there, Medayek lama lo ksiv b'mispar shemosam. Why does it say b'mispar shemos? Why doesn't it say b'mispar shemosam? Why doesn't it say according to the number of their names? What does it mean b'mispar shemos? So he explains, you have to understand what happened at Kabbalah Satorah. What happened to us and how were we seen, how were we perceived by Hashem at the moment of Kabbalah Satorah. Umefarish ki b'matan Torah haya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'mispar hamalachim sheniglu b'matan Torah. Now, if you look at Rabbeinu Bachai, he actually has a couple different pieces. He quotes a Maimer Chazal that there were 22,000 angels who came to b'nei Yisrael at Kabbalah Satorah. Does that number, 22,000, ring a bell to anyone? The Leviim numbered 22,000. Obviously, all of Klal Yisrael, we're getting into that 600,000. You know, we're getting back to that 600,000 number. Okay, so there's a way to reconcile his two different comments. In one place, Chazal make it sound like the number of angels that appeared at Har Sinai was Keneged Sheva Levi. But elsewhere, it's clear, right, from the Gemara, that when every Jew said Nasa V'Nishma, the Malachim came and placed crowns on their head. So every Jew had, so to speak, a corresponding Malach at Har Sinai. So what's the idea of B'mispar Shemos? So he explains as follows. Uva mispar shemos, hakavana le mispar shemos hamalachim. That the Jews were counted in conjunction or in association with the angels that correspond to them at Har Sinai. Ki hayu b'nei Yisrael ba'oso mayim er hakadosh kimalachim gufnim. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, because we were the malachim of Kabbalah Satorah. Every Jew became a malach, like Chazal tell us elsewhere, that B'Shas Kabbalah Satorah, we were like Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. Right? The limitations of the body, the fact that we wear clothing, the fact that we need to make a parnasa, the fact that we die, all of those curses rooted in the Chet of Adam Rishon, right, brought a limitation to the guf. But at Har Sinai, we were like angels. The angels came to us, but we became the angels. V'kavanahu ki elu hamalachim heim shorash abanei mala. Ki kol echad mi Yisrael yesh lo malach lamala. V'hamalach hu shorash o kol echad mi b'nei Yisrael. Right? Every Jew has his malach. Again, we're saying the same thing many different ways. Every Jew has his chelek alokal mi mal, his divine spark within himself. Every Jew has his chelek in Torah. Every Jew has his letter in Torah. Every Jew has his chelek in olam haba. It's another way of saying the same thing. Every Jew has his malach that corresponds to him. Again, it's all the same yesod. That every Jew is rooted in that source of life, which again, could be called Hashem, could be called Torah, could be called your neshama, could be called your portion of Olam Haba, call it whatever you want to call it. But it was something of, it's that transcendent point of connection that is the essence of you. Uva mispar shel b'nei Yisrael haya lakasher osam l'sharsham. So like we saw on the previous page, the goal of this counting in Parshas Bamidbar was to attach a Jew to his shoresh. V'lachin haya mispar kan ha-mispar shel malachim. So therefore the count here is not the count of b'nei Yisrael as humans, right? But it's counting our angels, or it's counting our letters. And that's really what Rav Gedalia Yisroel wants us to think about, right? Is my letter in Torah in its place in time for Shavuos? However, that's the challenge for these next 2 weeks. The challenge for these next 2 weeks on our way to Kabbalah Satorah is to ask ourselves, have I done enough to make sure that my letter is properly in its place? That my letter in the Torah is well written, with nice dio, with nice black ink, right, against the white parchment? Or is my letter getting a little bit rubbed out? Is my letter not so clear? Right? Is my letter, one of the halachos of the Torah, is chok tochos, that every letter has to be surrounded by the white of the parchment. So is my letter touching the neighboring letter? Am I too worried about what my friend is up to instead of looking at myself in an honest way? Right? Think about what it means for a letter to be written in the Torah. Was my letter written, you know, the shame kedusha sefer Torah? Was it written with the right intention? And the avoda of preparing for shuas is to make sure that I can, so to speak, find my place. And we're going to see how critically important that is in just a moment. V'yitachin lefarish hakavana shel hapasuk b'mispar shemos ki kol echa miyisrael yesh lo os b'torah. Call it a malach, call it your chelek in Hashem, it's your chelek in Torah. Everyone has a letter. V'chol os b'torah hu shem Hashem. And every letter of the Torah, right, is part of Hashem's name. Uve'es shesafru b'nei Yisrael kama chayalim le'oraisa. So when we were counted, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took account to make sure that everyone was in their place, so to speak, haya mispar shel shorish b'nei Yisrael b'Torah. The number of b'nei Yisrael is the number of the Torah. V'zeh ba mispar shemos shekol echad miYisrael yesh lo shem b'Torah. That my name is in the Torah. And that's why the tzaddikim found hints to their names, right? The Vilna Gaon, by the words Evan Shalema in Parshas Mishpatim, he said Evan is Rashi Tevos, right? Evan Shalema is Eliyahu ben Shlomo, okay, right? Evan Aleph Bezlan Eliyahu Aleph stands for Eliyahu ben Shlomo. That was the Vilna Gaon's place in the Torah. Find your letter, find your story in the Torah, find your place in the Torah. The Svarno writes, but Mispar Shemos, Ki haya oz kol echad, Ki haya oz kol echad me oso hador nechshav b'shemo, hamore al tsuraso ha'ishis l'ma'alosam, al derach ve'edachah b'shem. What is the idea of being counted? Again, the Svarno writes there at the beginning of Chumash Midbar that being counted means that your place is known, your tsura ishit, your personality, right? Your tsura means what you've made of yourself. Who are you? What makes you you? What's your chelek in Torah? Or like the Piazetzner Rebbe writes in the Tzav Viziras, right? A person has to leave their mark on the world. One of the Kinyanei Torah is makir es makomo, to know your place. Knowing your place spiritually means, what type of Torah am I into? What do I like to learn? Right? And am I giving it proper expression? Right? Am I learning a particular sefer because someone else, my chavrusa, has the sefer? Am I finding my chelek? Of course, I want to be connected to all of Torah, but what's my contribution? Do I have an ability to understand the sugya very deeply? Do I have a creative mind when it comes to interpreting chumash? What's my chelek in Torah? And therefore, again, this counting, this numbering by names, means to identify one's essence in Torah. V'lo kein kara ledor baya aretz, uvachein lo nimnu b'mispar shemos. Now says the Svarno, this count is the count of those who came out of Mitzrayim, as opposed to those who are entering into Eretz Yisrael. What is he talking about? Kavanasohu ki b'ha mispar ha'nichta v'parshas Pinchas, lo ksiv b'mispar shemos. Right, we know that in English, Chumash Midbar is called numbers, because there's a count at the beginning of the Chumash in Parshas Bamidbar. There's another count, there's another enumeration in Parshas Pinchas. But says Rav Gedalia Yeshur, in Parshas Pinchas it doesn't say B'mispar Shemos. The count is a little bit different. Why? It's not the identification of each person's place, or at least it's not as revealed. What does that mean? U'lefi dvarenu muvan heitev. Ki ha'mispar b'parshas Pinchas shahaya ba'arvos moav ha'yeledor baya aretz. The count in Parshas Pinchas is for those entering into Eretz Yisrael. What is the difference about the Dor Baya Aretz, and so to speak, the Dor HaMidbar, the Dor Yotze Mitzrayim? U'mavur besvarim ki Dor Baya Aretz heim bebechinas Torah Shabal Peh, v'amisbar ha'yelakashram b'chalkam b'Torah Shabal Peh, V'lachein rak dor yotze mitzrayim. Shaya mispar lakasher osam b'chalkum b'torah shebechsav, yesh mispar shemos. Shekol os b'torah shebechsav hu shem Hashem, aval eitzel ha-mispar shel torah shebal peh, loksiv b'mispar shemos. Very, very deep idea. We know there's Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. We've been talking about Kri and Ksiv, right? But we have this concept of Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebechsav, we said from the Ramban, is the name of Hashem from beginning to end. The written Torah, that small book that we have, the written Torah, with its 304,805 letters, right, is the name of Hashem. Kishem Hashem Ekra. So when I find my chelek, my letter in Torah Shebechsav, it has to be called what? Mispar Shemos, because it's part of the name. It's my name, and it's my connection to Hashem's name. Torah Shebaal Peh is not the name of Hashem. Torah Shebaal Peh is where we sort of give expression to our own name as being the continuity of Hashem. Right? So it's not, you know, Amar Hashem, when we you know, read the Gemara. It's Abaye says like this, and Rava says like that. Rav Yochanan says like this, and Reish Lakish says like that. So Parshas Pinchas, which corresponds to entering Eretz Yisrael, which is going to require what? No longer living in the clouds of the Midbar, no longer being that generation that stood at Har Sinai and was stamped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's not the Torah Shebechsav generation, it's the Torah Shebaal Peh generation. And therefore, while of course they also have to be counted, you have to have your place in Torah Shebaal Peh as well, but it's not Mispar Shemos. It's no longer operating within that narrow framework of those 304,805 letters which make up the shame, which make up the name of HaKadosh Baruch. Concludes Rav Gedalia Shor. And this is maybe the most important point of all. Shishim ribo hu kol ha-pratim shel klal Yisrael. So what we've learned today is, again, while there are not exactly 600,000 letters, right, but this number, this concept of 600,000 letters corresponding to the 600,000 members of the Jewish people, means that every Jew has his chelek within Torah. Shishim ribo hu kol ha-pratim shel klal Yisrael. Every individual Jew has his place in these 600,000 letters. And writes of Gedalia Shur, and Chevra, this is what I'm begging you to think about these next couple of weeks. U'kemo shim chaser os echad b'sefer Torah nifsal ha-sefer Torah. Just as if a single letter would be missing from a sefer Torah, you could have the most beautiful Sefer Torah in the world, but it's missing one letter. One letter doesn't find its place. Then the whole Sefer Torah is puzzle. Kein hashleimus shel klal Yisrael hu b'tziruf hashishim ribo. Samach Reish stands for, right, shishim ribo. So too, the complete klal Yisrael requires every one of us to find our place. Don't be the Jew, and I don't want to say it so negatively, but don't be the guy who puzzles klal Yisrael Sefer Torah. Letter. Make sure the letter is written very, very nicely, very beautifully. And if we want to receive the Torah on Kabbalah Satorah, on Shavuos, we need to come together. We need to stand in our place. We need to line up the letters. I want to remind you of something I shared with you one time. It's such an amazing insight. It comes from the Sefer Arugas Habosam, the Arugas Habosam on Chumash and Parshas Yisro. Rav Moshe Greenwald was a great Rav in Chust. Here's what the Sefer looks like, at least the blue two-volume edition. And in Parshas Yisro, and I'm happy to send you a picture of it if you want, it says on the Pasuk, Vayar ha'am vayano v'yamdu mirachok, that the people saw and they trembled by Har Sinai and they stood from a distance. So he quotes the Kadmon who say, Yisrael is yeshish and ribay osias the Torah. And he quotes the Ramban, who says that the Torah is the name of Hashem, from beginning to end. It was given white fire, blood wire, Eish Shechor al Gabe Eish Levana. And then he quotes from the Kadmonim an amazing thing. He says, "V'haTorah shelamala misgalgelis b'chol shav v'shav b'tzirufi osios alpi." Fine. He says the Torah is constantly rearranging itself according to different arrangements. Okay, he says something interesting here about the different letters and organizing different letters and different ways of being mitzari of those letters. But then he writes, he quotes the Gemara in Kedushin, and he says, listen to this. He says, at Kabbalah Satorah, hinei b'shas matan Torah, niftuchu hashamayim. At the moment of Kabbalah Satorah, what did we say? Roim es hanishma. They saw the sounds. They saw in Shemayim the Sefer Torah. What does that mean? They were able to see their shorash. They were able to find their letter. They knew exactly where their chelek in Torah was. V'roa Torah k'suva be'esh shechor al ga be'esh levano. V'kol echad ve'echad, right to the Arugas Habosem, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Parshas Yisrael. Every single Jew, hikir shorash nishmaso, v'shorash nishmaso shel chavero. I could see my spot, and I could see everyone else's spot. I knew exactly where Jared's chelek in Torah was. I knew where Max's chelek in Torah was. I knew where Nani's chelek in Torah was. I was able to look at the heavens, and I saw it. I could see, oh, that's my letter. Oh, that's my chavrus's letter. Right? It was so crystal clear to them. They saw their shorash and shemayim. Be'ez os hu meru mazu mechuvan. V'kev and shehein hein hayu merkava la'osios ha-Torah. And when they recognized that what? That we are the Torah. That the collective we is the embodiment of the Torah. His yatzvu lamata yachtav. Shayim mechuvanim mamish. Kefi mashin etztarfu ha'osios lamala. They lined up down below. They stood in their position, literally spelling out a Sefer Torah. So imagine for a second that Moshe is the Beis of Bereshis, and Aaron is the Reish, and I don't know, someone else is the Aleph. Right? Each person took their place, and Klal Yisrael became a human Sefer Torah. Unbelievable. Such an amazing thing. He says, the one who understood he was the Beis stood in the position of the Beis, and the one who was the Reish stood in the position of the Reish. And Klal Yisrael collectively spelled out. They made themselves into a Sefer Torah. You know, I always say this is like the source for the I'm coming in a sec. This is the source at a Chumash play, you know, like where the kids like sometimes or you know, where kids get their sitter and they're like they wear like a letter, you know, they line up and they like spell out a pasuk or something, or they spell out a nice Jewish phrase. Right? That's what we did at Har Sinai. We literally spelled out, we are the Sefer Torah. Every Jew has to do his part to make sure we don't pass the Sefer Torah. And when the Jewish people unite together and we take our position, knowing our place and recognizing and giving space for our friend, we become a Sefer Torah. It says, and we know that what? Again, there has to be a unity. Because if our letters are too far apart, then the Sefer Torah is also puzzle. Which is part of the tefillah we're davening now. Hashem should help us to be together mamish soon. That by coming together, by putting the 600,000 letters together, then we're truly able to be mekabel the Torah. I want to end by telling you two further insights. One I heard about 4 years ago from my friend Rabbi Josh Rosenfeld. I know some of you know who that is. Brother of Rabbi Joy Rosenfeld. And brother of Maury Rosenfeld. Jacob Rosenfeld. The illustrious Rosenfeld family. So I heard from Rav Josh a couple of years ago. He said that if you look in Parshas Kedoshim, when it says, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael kedoshim tiyu, right? So it says, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi writes there, Melamed shenemra Parshas zu, Parshas Kedoshim was said, Bahakel, with everyone present, mipnei sherov gufei Torah tluyin ba, because Parshas Kedoshim is jam packed with mitzvos, the main principles rov gufei Torah, the primary principles of Torah are found in Parshas Kedoshim. So you know if you're going to miss a parsha, don't miss Kedoshim. That's what it says. Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe is told make sure you speak to all of Klal Yisrael because Parshas Kedoshim is a parsha not to be missed. Again, Rov Gufei Torah Tluyin Ba, because many of the major principles of Torah are found within it. But my good friend Rav Yeshua Ariel Rosenfeld said the following. He said, maybe you can read it like this: Sherov Gufei Torah Tluyin Ba, meaning speak to all of Klal Yisrael because you understand that Rov Gufei Torah, that Klal Yisrael as a tzibar are the guf of Torah. Our guf is the Torah, and therefore when we heard Kedoshim Tiyu, right? Sort of this all-encompassing section of Chumash, so we need every single Jew to be present. Why? Because the Torah is dependent upon your guf. You are the Torah. You need to know your letter in Chumash in order to be able to take your place, in order to allow the Sefer Torah to be a kosher Sefer Torah. And last but not least, and I was looking for it before Shiar. I think it's brought b'shem the Imrei Amos. I can't find the source right now. But the Imrei Amos, I believe, explained the Pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, also again by the words of Hakel. The Pasuk says that what? It says that B'nai Yisrael should come together to the Makom Asher Yivchar, should come to the Beis HaMikdash, and then Tikra Es HaTorah HaZos Neged Kol Yisrael Ba'aznehem. You should read the Sefer Torah in the presence of Klal Yisrael. I think this is the Pasuk he says it on, in Vayelech Perek Lamed Aleph in Devarim. I read the Torah in front of Bnei Yisrael, and then it says, Hakel es ha'am ha'anashim va'anashim va'ataf. Right? So if I'm not mistaken, I'm not 100% sure I'm saying it right, but I think this was the Pasuk, where the Imrei Amos said that it says you should read the Torah, and then it says gather the Jewish people. So I think the Imrei Amos, the Ger Rebbe, said, right, when you gather together the Jewish people, that is called reading the Torah. When all the Jews line up, so to speak, when everyone comes together, that is a form of reading the Torah. You can read a Jew, just like a Jew has a letter. So when I get to know that Jew and I gather those Jews together, I'm forming a human Sefer Torah. And that's the Avodah. That's what the Aruga Sabosim is saying. At Har Sinai, they knew their letters and they all lined up. And again, Rav Gedalia Shor is being mechazik us to appreciate the fact that we have a letter and to make sure that our letter is properly polished in time for Shuas and to make sure that no one's letter, Chas V'Shalom, should be missing. And that's also our response without you. We can't have a Klal Yisrael if even one letter is missing. But Yichon Shom Yisrael Neged Harki, to take some children to the doctor. But thank you very much for learning with me. I hope to see you later. There's a Stern College 45.